Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. I first want to say thank you to all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and everyone around the globe in the 33 countries that support us. And I first like to say, you know, the media business that me and Chris in, it always has something that might happen, but the show must go on, just like in theatrics. You know, and if you're a thespian, you know, sometimes the main character, you got to get the understudy. So with that being said, our show tonight was supposed to be about mortgage rates and loans. Now, I cannot tell you that I am proficient in that, but I can share with you, since I've owned three homes, what's required, and maybe that might help you, but you can seek further information from a realtor of your own listing. And what I do know about mortgages and loans, oh, let me not forget. Let me first introduce my co-host. How you doing, Chris? I apologize.
It's okay. You know, you got a lot going on, and you know, the show goes on. You know, it's okay.
Yeah. Hello. Well, thank God I got you as my sidekick, you know. But for people who have never owned property, one thing I must say, property is power. When you own something that's your own land, you can take a little spot of land and do things with it. And you might not think it's wide enough, but you can always build straight up, you know, as long as the zoning in that area permits it. But let me tell you what I do know about mortgages. For people who have a score in their 600s, you're going to have a long, hard way to go unless you bump that score over a 700, you know, because you're going to need more money down. And you also going to have a hard time finding finances for your loan. Now, if you're in the military, one thing I do know, because I have family in the military, the government will put the first $100,000 down for you, and you don't have to come out your pocket, which is a blessing if you're military or ex-military and vets. They will put that $100,000 down payment for you. But, you know, depending on your score, they want you to not have a whole lot of credit card debt because they look at your credit card ratio of debt to what you got to pay out, whether or not you're a good fit, because they don't want to give you property if they think you want to default or paying for it. You know, so also there are different kinds of loans. There are conventional loans. There's federal loans. And there's, I think there's something like HUD, subsidiary loans, but the different loans, you know, a realtor will share that with you. I just know the kind that I have. But it's so important to get your credit card scores higher than 600. That's a fact. They're going to want you with any outstanding debt to get rid of it, you know, and you're going to have to put a down payment down unless you got, you know, a lot of money sitting to the side. Make sure you got money for a down payment, because if you put a down payment down on that mortgage, then that's lessen the amount of money that you have to pay per month for your mortgage. And also, for first home buyers, when you go about your income tax, they got this home first home warranty buyers where you can get a credit for being a first home buyer, which is a good thing to look into, and you don't have to be a certain age for that. You know, so with that being said, I'm going to let Chris ask me something or say something that he know in passing, because we're not going to tell you nothing that's not true, because I'm not trying to go to jail. I'm going to tell you what I know from experience. So what you got to say, Chris?
Okay, Terry, out of all the homes you've had, what has been the most expensive mortgage?
Well, the most expensive mortgage is this one right here. And this is my first mortgage. I had three homes total. My first home, I had built from the ground up. And so when I walked through the door, I didn't owe anything because I paid for my house to be constructed, and I paid the builders. And so there was no mortgage, and that was my dream home. Baby, I had big old expensive five-tier chandeliers, formal dining room, gold-colored silverware. I had an indoor heated pool. I had walk-in tubs. Man, I had 3,000 square feet, you know, double car garage. I mean, sitting on 2 acres of land. That was my dream home. And then I downsized because my mom, before she passed away, had Alzheimer's, so I downsized and got another home. I didn't have a mortgage there either because when I sold that house and got to a smaller house that's convenient for her, and I put cameras all the way on the inside and outside, made sure I had elevated, you know, toilets for her and walk-in tub as well. And I redid that house because it was plain, but I put my touch to it, and I changed the mailbox to be red. I had red rails and red trim on the white. My fence was painted red. Everybody loved it, you know. And when I walked into that house, I didn't have any mortgage because when I sold the first house, I used the cash to buy that one right out. And so then, you know, cavalier as I was going places like Aruba, Barbados. I was just, you know, cruising my behind off, just having a good old time. Me and my mom, while she was living, and me and my daughter, you know, man, I was living a life. I loved it. So, you know, if God don't do anything else for me, I would appreciate to say, you know, you don't have to do nothing else because you did enough. And so after I did that, then I came to where I reside at right now, near the beach and everything. And I decided that I was going to rent because I figured, like, you know, I'm tired of being a homeowner because anything go wrong, it comes out of your pocket. So when I came down here, I paid my rent up for a whole year. I was going to pay it for 3 years, but the people said, no, stay here for like 5 months or so and see if you'd like it. So I did that, you know, and I loved the place. And I had just finished putting everything up and got rid of all the cardboard boxes. You know, that was a long move to come way where I'm at now. And as soon as I did that, the lady said she was going to sell the property. I said, what? And so I was just so frustrated. And I had, like, you know, several months left that I haven't even lived at on the lease. So I said, well, I was frustrated and pissed off. I said, well, let me just move out right now. I'm going to buy me a house because I don't want to ever have somebody tell me that they're going to sell the property after I got everything put up. So I was pissed off. But you know something? They got like maybe $3,800 of my money because I broke the lease because I decided to leave. But I did get the $1,650 back with security deposit. I got that back. But I'm so glad I did. As soon as I moved in here on Valentine's Day a couple of years ago, here come COVID and shut everything down. So when people were saying I wasted money, no, that was God telling me I had to make that move because if I hadn't, I would be stuck there, you know. And you know, with the, you know, situation with COVID, no money, everything is like chaotic, you know. So God moved me at the right time, and this is the first place that I had to pay a mortgage on, and my credit is good, you know. Well, my credit is 813, so that's really good. And a lot of people who have mortgages, they're paying more than I pay. I only pay $864 a month, you know, but the property is all mine, you know, and I got good credit, you know, and this is the first time I had to deal with a mortgage. So I know one thing about when you buy somebody's property, the person that you buy a house from, they are supposed to help you with closing costs, which they will give you money towards what you need to close, they will give it to you because that's something, it's not all coming out your pocket. And another thing, too, you got a little bit of time to hurry up and get down to property department at the courthouse because you got to prove by the track where you at that this land is now yours and switch names. But it took me a while to get all these boxes unpacked, too, but it's done. I'm happy, and God gave me three homes, and this is the first time I ever paid mortgage. And I ain't mad because this is mine. I can do what I want to do to it. You know, I got something I can leave for my grandson, my daughter, you know, so I'm good, you know. Only thing I'm having a problem with, if you get a home, sometimes it's best to get it as a couple because being single, man, I'm paying for everything. And sometimes I'll be saying, dang, man, my money is getting spent here, there, and everywhere. And that's the real truth. But all I can say to people that's listening, if you are able to get yourself some mortgage and get a property of your own, of your picking, do it. Because at the end of the day, rent can always be going up, up, up. And when you got a home, you know, you can get a loan against your home. You can refinance your home. But when you refinance your home, they will include what you still owe on the house and the amount of loan that you're getting. So your mortgage will go up because they're going to include all of that and they're going to pay off all your debts. And that's what they do when they refinance. Now, I heard that when they do reverse mortgage, how that works is that if you got property that you've been in for 2 years, they will pay you amount of money, and you don't have to pay anything else until you die, but the property becomes theirs. And the only time that's really good is if the person don't have no one to leave their property to, or they got chronic illness, so it don't make no difference. But, you know, as they give you money, they give you money, and it gets lower and lower depending on how much value is still left in the property. So, but anybody listening out there, if you can get some property, hold on to it. If you got family members who passed away and got property, don't sell it. Hold on to it because property is a great commodity. You can use that as leverage to get other stuff. And I'm just saying, you know, I wouldn't steer you wrong. If you can own a piece of the pie, get your slice, because when all the slices are gone, you're going to be butt out, you know, and you want to pay the cost, whatever they charge you. In some places, if you think about it, you know, rent is starting like $1,500 a month, you know, and this and that, you know, and that's a little extreme, especially in a time frame where inflation is higher than what the cost of living that's going in your pocket is, and that's just real talk. So, Chris, is there anything else you'd like to ask the sister?
Well, for like, what's your advice for someone who's getting a mortgage for their first time? Like, what is the best advice you can give our listeners?
The best advice I can give to a first homeowner is to make sure when you go down to the property and assessment department of your courthouse, make sure you get that credit for being a first time homeowner. You know, and that's a good thing. Make sure that you get homeowners insurance, because if something happens, like weather, hurricane, fire, or anything, you can get your stuff replaced. And make sure that you realize whether or not you got flood insurance or not, because some places they don't give you flood coverage unless you get it additional. So make sure you got homeowners insurance. And also, they have insurance for inside the home for stuff like your appliances, your TV, your plumbing, your electrical, and that's separate from homeowners insurance. Homeowners only for the structural things of the house. The other insurance for things inside the house. And it's best to have both, because when stuff happens, you know, and you don't have any money or you didn't plan for the accident to happen, you don't want to lose it all and can't regroup. So make sure if you buy a property, get homeowners insurance. Check around, you know, check your credit union if you belong to a credit union, because sometimes they got great deals for you to have. But check around. Don't grab the first thing that you get. And my God, you know, Farmers Insurance is a good insurance, but they got this company called Swift that's underneath of them, their umbrella. And I had got them, and they had my deductible at $7,500. And so basically when I had a problem, Hurricane Sally, you know, I got screwed. So make sure you know that your deductible is something manageable, like maybe $1,500 or $1,000. If it's something like that, you're not gonna get, you know, your stuff reimbursed because it's too high to start with, and they're getting theirs off the top. So I'm just saying, you know, or before I get up off of here, if anybody would like to say something, hit the number one key, and I'll open up your mic. But I'm just so sorry that my Jess couldn't make it here tonight. Something came up, and she texted me at the last minute. So bless her heart, whatever's going on, I hope it works out. And so that's the limited information that I can tell you that I know, and I'm only speaking from experience what I went through, if you get property, get homeowners insurance, and get insurance for the appliances and electrical and the plumbing inside the home. So if anything happens, you know, accidents you don't expect to happen, but when it happens, you're covered. And you don't have to worry about when you got a homeowner's insurance that, say, for instance, your deductible is $1,500. Like, you can say, oh, I don't have $1,500. No, they will assess your damage and take that $1,500 off the top. So don't worry about not having that in the bank. And same as far as the inside stuff, like you're getting your electricity, your plumbing, and stuff like that. Most times, it's only like a $100 deductible that you pay, something you can do, and the company will pay the rest of it. So there's a lot of choices out there, but just don't jump into anything. You know, get your credit score over 700, you know, because you have a better deal that you can do. And, you know, clean out, you know, all these little bills you got, get rid of them, you know. Get your credit score up higher, and you got a better bargaining chip. And, you know, don't forget, the buyers will, not the buyers, the sellers, they will give you something towards closing costs, you know, and that's a good thing. And the more you put down, the less your mortgage is going to be a month. And, you know, getting some mortgage, you know, in your own name, that's a plus, because it's something that you own, they can't take it from you as long as you're paying your bills and you're going to foreclosure. And also, that's a good thing, too. If you find foreclosure property, you can get a good deal because somebody else couldn't pay for it, and you can go in there and steal that. And also, they got what they call a short sale where, you know, you got to wait and wait. And sometimes people don't want to wait, and you get a house at a good deal. So do your homework. Talk to a realtor. Mm-hmm. Let them explain to you in detail. And they'll be surprised. It's not as difficult as you think. So a lot of y'all people are paying so much money in rent, you could be putting that or less on mortgage. So don't give your money away to somebody every month, you know, when you could be owning your own piece of the pie. And I suggest that think about how much money you put out every month for rent. You might want to talk to a realtor because you might be the king or queen of your castle. And that's the advice I got for you. And like I said, I can only give you stuff that pertain to me and what I know to be true. But to know more in detail, find you a realtor. They can tell you what to do and how to do it. But if this is your first time owning property, you go down there to property and assessments and get that credit for being first-time homeowners. And stay blessed, everybody. I wish y'all a lot of luck. Maybe one time we'll get our guest back, but I don't know what's going on, but God bless her, and I hope everything works well for her. But, you know, in media, stuff happens, you know, and we got to mold the flow, you know, and so we just want to rock steady, keep it moving. You know, and this
the
is
show,
a Friday
the
weekend.
Show must go on.
Yeah, you know, we're going to keep it rolling. And, you know, I pray everybody be safe out there. You know, it's the weekend. Take care. Don't, you know, don't get caught up. Stay healthy and stay safe. And we're going to leave out here for a tune by Pat LaBelle, If Only You Knew. Have a good weekend, Chris.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye, darling.
Rehearsed. expensive bed could probably take.